wasn't given any preparation for it. No one said anything to him. Nobody warned him about what he was about to see. He was just told, go in and stay along the wall, that there were other doctors in the room, and from your scientific expertise, being a medical doctor, observe, and anything that comes to your mind, take notes. When he asked, what do you mean by that? This one general told him, it'll be self-explanatory. And when he walked in, he saw that there was an autopsy going on, that there were two medical doctors dressed up in garb, they had a body on a table, and that there was lights on this, and that there was camera equipment, both motion picture and a man taking still photography, and that there were two other men along the wall that he later found out all five of them were doctors, and that one room they were all military doctors. There were two tables side by side, and on the two tables were two dead alien beings. He said that his whole world shattered that day, and he began to cry as he related the rest of the story. And his hands were shaking, and every once in a while, he would stop in telling the story and revert back to, I don't know why this happened to me. He said that one of these alien beings looked perfectly normal, that you didn't see anything wrong with it, but it was obviously dead. But the alien being on the table next to it was just the opposite. It was horribly burned, had a horrific wound in one of its legs, but the look on its face, he couldn't forget it, was the look of anguished horror at the moment of its death. And it was frozen on this being's face. The autopsy was already going on. He couldn't say anything to anybody. He was just frozen in silence. He said the stench was unbelievable and that he was overcome by the situation and wanted to vomit, but he knew he couldn't. He wanted to run out of the room, but he knew he couldn't. And that for the first several minutes that he was in the room, that he just was transfixed, staring at what was going on and wasn't writing anything. And then he remembered the directive he was given, write anything that comes to your head, write it down. So he said, with almost not looking at the paper, just staring at what was going on, anything that came to his head, he wrote it down on the paper. He said that these were obviously living creatures, but unlike any kind of living creature that he'd ever seen before, he said it was like they weren't real, like they were dolls or something. And I said, I don't understand what that means. And he said, they just didn't have the appearance of being weathered. And I said, I don't understand what you mean. He said, well, look at your skin. Think about living creatures. They're not pristine. They don't look like a doll sitting on a shelf. These creatures didn't have any signs of age. I said, you talking wrinkles? He said, exactly. They didn't look like they were wrinkled. They looked like big, huge, four-foot dolls. They were not powerful beings. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, strong. They didn't have big shoulders. They had real slender arms. They were not powerful at all. Slim fingers and just small frame. They were not big. These were just little creatures. And the first thing about them that he noticed right away was when they were looking at one of the eyes. He said that this eye that they were examining, it wasn't anything like a human eye, and it didn't even look like some kind of living creature's eye. He said it was more like an optical instrument. He said it had layers. And it looked like some kind of optical device more than it did a real eye. It wasn't like it was living tissue like you would see in a human eye or any organism. He said it was more like an optical device from a camera or something like that. It didn't look living. It looked mechanical. And he said the second thing that he noticed and wrote down, these creatures didn't have sex organs. And that led to him medically beginning to think, there's no way for them to relieve themselves. There are no exterior orifices. If these things are living creatures, all living creatures eat, and all living creatures expel waste. I don't see how they do that, he said. And the next thing, he started looking at the mouth and went, the mouth doesn't look like it's a carnivore, like it would eat like an ape, or was kind of like hominid, but it was nothing like a human being. It looked more like, kind of almost like an insect, he said, in the shape of its head, and the insect part of it, maybe that's why its eye was so funny, that it was totally different than a human eye. It didn't look like it ate, like it was solid food, or that it might live on fluids or something. But then knowing how a human being expels liquid from its body, how did this creature do that? And he couldn't see any signs of that. And then he said they opened up the thoracic section of the body, and that it had organs and internal components, but nothing like a human being, and not nearly as complex. And that really got his attention right away. You open up a human being that's just packed with all sorts of things, including the GI tract and the lungs and all that. And there were living things inside, but not what he would have thought of these creatures weren't as complex as we were. There was just things missing inside of them. It baffled him. They're obviously a living organism, but how does this living organism function? And the next thing he noticed, he said, was its hands. Their hands were, for the size of the body, larger, but very delicate with long fingers, and there was something odd about them. There was like pads on their fingertips. And I said, do you think these things were intelligent? He looked at me kind of stunned, and I said, well, how could they not be? This isn't their world, and they're here. And I hadn't thought about that. I was just overwhelmed by the story. These are extraterrestrials. These are people from another world. And now I'm starting to get overwhelmed by the whole thing. And this was what was disturbing him so bad, this event that happened to him in his past. He said that the next thing he noticed about them was that he didn't see anything else in the room but them. And I asked him, what do you mean by that? And he said, clothing. They were naked dead bodies, and you didn't see anything that might belong to them in the room. He said, exactly. There was nothing in the room. And there was this horrible stench, unlike any smell he'd ever smelled before. And that when he started watching their bodies and just looking at them from head to toe, he said they had a very pale complexion, but what was their body, the skin, their covering, it almost had a fabric-like look to it. And I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, I mean just that. It was obviously their flesh, their body, but it sure didn't look like soft human tissue that is on a human body.